Good afternoon, this is Michael J. Long. It's May 29th, 2019 at 5:54 p.m. and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Today, I made a video response regarding FreedomWatchUSA.org's lawsuit against Mueller for the Mueller report and their last-ditch effort to try to save the president from being impeached. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
It's by Freedom Watch, FreedomWatchUSA.org. Mueller, and the headline reads, Mueller's... You know, this is the biggest piece of garbage I've ever read. It is. It's by Freedom Watch, FreedomWatchUSA.org. Mueller, and the headline reads... Mueller's push to impeach Trump countered with Corsi lawsuit and Our Citizens grand juries. Special counsel commits Democratic leftist push to remove president. It's just a bunch of garbage about how they filed a lawsuit countering Mueller and they're going to try and get him indicted and this and that, because apparently William Barr is saying that the president cannot possibly be impeached for activities he's done while being president of the United States. The criminal activities that I'm talking about, Justin Amash, who has actually read the Mueller reports, explains that there was numerous times where he has, in fact, obstructed justice, that being President Donald Trump, and yet, for some strange reason, this Republican Party think tank wants to try and make a last-ditch effort to try to save him from being impeached for obstructing justice with regards to, because they think that he's going to get impeached. And this is a right-wing conservative think tank that is stating that. And in their world, their last-ditch effort to try to save him is to counter Mueller by filing a lawsuit, which in my view is frivolous. In their special count, and they want to have grand juries to conclude the indictments and all this garbage. And so it goes on to say that in May 29th, today's special counsel Robert Mueller, cleverly calculated appearance at the U.S. Department of Justice, predicted laid the foundation for House Democrats to issue articles of impeachment and then impeach the 45th President Donald J. Trump, right? So that's what it starts out saying, and then goes on to say, in incredibly slim performance, before Mueller, obviously with the complicity of his equal corrupt leftist pro-Clinton Obama prosecutorial staff, grounded the Democrats to impeach Trump by strongly suggesting that the reason the president was not indicted for obstruction of justice was due to the Department of Justice's, and this is what our policy, that a sitting president should not be indicted while in office. So in other words, the president can sit there and do whatever he wants, when he wants, how he wants, and when he's being investigated, he can't be indicted because he's the commander-in-chief. He gets to sit there and be dictator to the whole country and get us into all these wars and, you know, make all these, sidestep Congress and make all these decisions behind their backs and behind the American people's backs, but we're supposed to kiss his knee and keep him alive and keep him in his position until he gets reelected, if he gets reelected, and then try to fight to keep him from getting impeached after he's reelected. I mean, is that all they know how to do, is sit there and keep him in a job that we're giving him billions of dollars, that we're paying billions of dollars for? I mean, it's a welfare position. That's what the president of the United States is. A welfare position, the only welfare position where you get to be king. And of course, never mind the fact that he's taking us to all these wars and increased the deficit and banned certain people from certain countries from coming in and all this other garbage and has crapped all over our civil liberties, we're supposed to keep him in a job. Because that's our jobs as slaves to the government. That's pathetic. And, of course, now they want to go after Mueller for laying the groundwork for what they call a democratic attempt to impeach Trump, which they make no mention of just in a mash, arguing that the president should be impeached for obstructing justice. And look, if this was anybody else, they would say, oh yeah, let's prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law for obstructing justice, and let's throw him in jail or prison. But because this is the president of the United States, we'll just give him a pass, especially because he's a Republican. So I would urge the Libertarian Party to file a lawsuit against this organization, if at all possible. But we would certainly have to the National Libertarian Party would have to see what's in. We as a party would have to see what's in within our legality if we could do that. But in my opinion, if I had to come up with a legal definition or answer as to why we should countersue this lawsuit, it's the very fact that we should probably sue FreedomWatchUSA.org for aiding and abetting in obstruction of justice, which does us no good because now we're going to have... I'm not saying that this president was going to get impeached anyways, or that because, part of the argument here, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to move forward with articles of impeachment, even though that's already been laid down in the House, as yet to be pushed forward by Pelosi. I'm not saying she's going to or isn't going to do it. I don't like Nancy Pelosi anymore, but I'm not trying to support the Democratic Party either. But I'm not saying what the Republican Party and its think tanks are doing is right in any stretch of the imagination as well. So it's pathetic the way this is. They give this email newsletter out like we're supposed to, we're supposed to believe what it says, because apparently I've been subscribed to their letter mail, when I just recently unsubscribed to them. But it goes on to say that Mueller contradicted the sworn testimony of Attorney General William Barr. In other words, because he's the Attorney General, we're supposed to sit there and follow his orders and keep President Trump in a job. This is pathetic. Attorney General William Barr, who has testified to Congress based on prior administrations by Mueller that his refusal to indict the president was not because of Department of Justice's policy, but because Clayman, a former Department of Justice prosecutor, found both Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch reacted to this despicably dishonest performance by Mueller. So what this is all trying to say is that on behalf of Corsi, the Freedom Watch, and I will do all we can, blah, blah, blah. So they're going to file a lawsuit against him, and they have grand juries, which will be commenced on June 11, 2019. So, the vehicle for, the people to now indict, and you notice how they always say, we the people, when it's conservatives that they're talking about, they're not necessarily referring to we libertarians, or them, the liberals over there, or anybody else. It's strictly we the conservatives of the United Republican Party States of America, want to keep this president alive so we can have a dictator that imposes opposes force on others and can do whatever he wants and all this other kind of garbage, you know, because, you know, that's what it's coming down to. And this is just mind blowing that they would try to pick a fight with Mueller, you know, and what they're doing is they're aiding and embedding in criminal activity. Okay, the fact that the president of the United States has obstructed justice and refused to cooperate in the investigations that Mueller has been investigating before releasing it to Attorney General William Barr, right? The fact that he's tried to cover this garbage up, it means whether you believe he concluded with Russia to get in, which is an entirely different argument altogether, or not, the fact that he's obstructed the investigation and justice on more than one occasion and then is getting away with it, and the fact that these think tanks like Freedom Watch USA and Judicial Watch and all these conservative special interest groups are trying to keep him in a job and defend him from tooth to nail, it just goes to show you how corroded, how corrupt the Republican Party and its think tanks is. I wouldn't be surprised if Jerome Corsi at some point got a lawsuit filed on him for this. So again, Michael, yeah, this is pathetic. So Michael J. Long.
I'm Michael J. Long. And thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.